central heat is circulated through the air conditioning ducts throughout the house. Floor furnace is usually just heats the room that it's in. And it's just gas operated. It's open flame. It's not open flame, but it uses a flame.
What do you call a house that has three or more rooms that are just arranged, like, you open the front door and it's got one, two, three rooms, just straight back, look all the way through?
Dorm room.
What do you call a house that has, this is also a small house, and have just two rooms and then a hallway that goes all the way through the house?
Dorm room.
What would you call a house that has a long entry hall that sit at a 90 degree angle to one large room? Do you know the names of any other kinds of, like, small houses that have a particular kind of design or something?
No.
What kinds of things do people, let's see, what kind of buildings house many families instead of just one? I mean, it's a house, okay, but if you had, you know, 10 families could live in a single building, theoretically.
Well, like a duplex? Oh, a duplex is two. Apartment house?
Okay. Is there any other name you might have for apartment house?
No.
What would you call an apartment that occupies the entire level of a building, like the whole floor?
Penthouse.
Okay.
That's penthouse is usually on top. I don't know the answer to that.
What do you call houses that it's a whole house, I think, and I guess you own it. But I mean, it's just jammed right up against the next house, and they're all jammed right up against each other, like on all the family when they show up. You know, down the street, their houses are like that.
Housing project.
What'd you call a large building where the residents, like, you own your part? It's like that. It's like a house that's joined to
others. Condominium.
Most apartment buildings have a man who does, he does, like, minor plumbing, electrical repair, and stuff like that. What'd you call somebody?
Handyman.
Also, there's usually one tenant in the building who works with the owners and helps other tenants and shows new apartments and vacant apartments.
Manager.
What kind of equipment do you need to take care of the yard? What all kinds of stuff do you need?
Lawnmower, edger, water hose, clippers.
What are clippers?
They're like shears, like our scissors.
What are they for?
Cutting anywhere from tree limbs down to hedges and shrubs.
Is this a manual thing? Have you ever seen any that are power driven?
Yes.
What do you call them, the same thing? Or?
What do you call those hedge trimmers?
What else do you need? If you were going to have a garden, what would you have to have plowed up with? We always go and rent one. We don't have one.
Tiller.
When you see the lawnmower, what all different kinds of lawnmowers are there? I mean, I don't mean brand names.
Well, there's push mowers.
What is that?
It's one that there's manual.
Does it have a motor at all?
No, no motor. Then there's a rotary mowers whose blade